This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. Dial toll free, take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Back in the studio after being in Texas last Saturday, we weren't really able to cover the news of the day. There was some big news last weekend because we were at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Of course, we've been back most of the week, but if you're listening only on Saturday nights on your local radio station, this is the first time you've heard a live show from Free Talk Live since last week, or 2 weeks ago. And one of the big headlines that I thought we should talk about, and we really haven't yet, is this idea of targeting birthright citizenship. This made a lot of news in the last week or so, and according to Axios.com, President Trump plans to sign an executive order that would remove the right to citizenship for babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants born on U.S. soil. He said yesterday in an exclusive interview.
So, first off, I would address that voting is a right. I would say that rights, as we understand them, and, you know, I've spent a little time trying to clear up in my mind what a right is, because I certainly would have used that term before, but I don't think voting is a right. I think voting falls into the category as a political power, but that's much more accurate as to what it is, because the right to speech is given to you because you can speak. The right to a religion, the right to conscience, the right to these things come as a matter of course of what you're born with. Mm-hmm. The right to a vote, well, no, that's not something you're born with.
This isn't about voting. It's about citizenship.
No, but it said the right to vote.
No.
That was in the article. The term right was used.
Well, if it's in the article, I haven't gotten to that part
yet.
No,
it's right there. You just read it.
No, it's the right to citizenship.
All right, right to citizenship.
So this is about citizenship. Now, whether one votes with their citizenship or not is another question. So you shouldn't conflate the two concepts. So there are plenty of people who have so-called citizenship who don't vote. In fact,
but they have the right to. They have the ability to.
They have the ability to, in theory, unless they're convicted felon in a lot of states, for instance. So they take that ability away from those folks, which they shouldn't, but that's another issue entirely. So this is really
only in a couple of few states.
This is really a question of so-called citizenship. And then, again, whether they vote or not, because you look at the typical election, the presidential election, only about half, as I understand it, of people in the United States tend to participate in that. I don't know if it's half of registered voters or half of eligible adults, but it's not a whole lot. It's not a majority of the population that typically votes. And then you get down into, I mean, not even everybody's even registered to vote. I don't know what percentage it is that's registered to vote, but it would be interesting to find that out. I suspect it's maybe half.
Yeah, that would be my guess, is somewhere around half.
Of course, only roughly half of those voting vote for one team versus the other team. So really you're only looking at a bare minority of the country that ends up voting for whoever it is that wins the election, whether it's Trump or Hillary or whatever other thug is going to come next in 2020. So anyway, Trump is saying he wants to get rid of this right to citizenship, this so-called birthright citizenship, and apparently did this in an exclusive interview with Axios, which is, I guess, some kind of show on HBO. They say here this will be the most dramatic move yet in Trump's hardline immigration campaign, this time targeting anchor babies and chain migration, and it will set off another standoff with the courts. As Trump's power to do this through executive action is debatable, to say the least. In fact, I saw a different story about the Speaker of the House came out and said, who is apparently, Republican, Paul Ryan, I think is his name. He came out and said, this is unconstitutional.
Like, yep, sorry to say. It looks like registered voters is somewhere around 70%
of
adult population is registered to vote.
Because I knew it was like much more like that around here.
In a presidential election, you'll see
About half of them.
65% would be sort of the maximum.
Yeah. That's an insanely popular presidential election. Yeah, typically, it's like half.
Sure. This, we're looking at a midterm here, and you'll see far less than that.
So at half of 70%, you're talking about 35% of the country, basically. It's
35% votes, and then about half of that is the one that's going
winner.
To decide.
Yeah, so we're talking about 18-19% somewhere in that range.
They're like, whoa, right? My guy won.
Yeah.
So 20% of people basically are like, yay!
Yeah, not a mandate, folks. Not a mandate. But this is the system that we're stuck with for the moment until we can get out of it, say by secession or something like that. And this stirred up all manner of controversy. Trump told Axios that he's run the idea of ending birthright citizenship by his council and plans to proceed with the highly controversial move. Certainly, it will face legal challenges.
Yeah, it is that. Now, he may very well, right, so his attorneys may get something done with, you know, something in the short term, call it a threat to the nation or something like that. I find it unlikely, but maybe. In all likelihood, the Supreme Court will bat it down. However, it's, I think that the question of birthright citizenship is interesting. So, like, you know, the fact that you're born on a particular plot of land, mm-hmm. does that give you the right to steer politics for a nation?
Well, no taxation without representation. So as long as you're being taxed by these thugs, then in theory, you should have a vote.
That's something that's said, right? It's an axiom. But there are lots of people who come visit the country. Like if I've been to Greece, I bought something. I'm sure I paid a VAT on that. I was taxed. Should I be able to vote? Should I have representation in Greece because I was there for a week in 1998?
I mean, I don't think the government should exist at all, obviously, but as long as it's around, I do favor greater participation over lesser
government.
Participation.
I guess my problem is when you, when it becomes so powerful as a monopoly that it controls everything, when you don't get choices.
Yes. Right. Which is why, you know, again, the elections are typically just an illusion of choice. The idea that there was any real choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is a laughable joke. You know, they're both going to make the government bigger. They're both going to make the government more oppressive, both going to make the government more invasive.
Well,
the question is on what areas that they do those.
Right.
Things.
I mean, so I'm going to maybe I value those areas differently than you would value those areas. I can see why somebody would choose to vote between Trump and Clinton and pick their favorite.
See why, too. Some people think that they should vote for a female. Some people think they should vote for a person who's more handsome. Some people think Trump's entertaining. Some people think Hillary's scary. Some people think Trump's scary. I mean, whatever. I don't know. I'm not interested in the voting process as far as trying to legitimize it. I think that the whole government needs to be delegitimized. The whole idea of the state as an institution, as an idea, it needs to go away. And I want to do everything I can to help hasten that. Unfortunately, you know, we're not in a place and time where many people are wanting to even listen to that. People believe in the idea of government, even though every single time there's an election, they, you know, they know these politicians are liars. They know they're scum. They know they can't be trusted. But yet they seem to get excited by one of them every 4 years, as though there's going to be some kind of meaningful change.
Don't you think that a good percentage, maybe even most of the people that vote against one candidate rather than voting for another?
That's what I can't speculate on that. I mean, somebody would need to do a poll and ask people, when you vote, are you generally voting against the other candidate? Or are you voting in favor of the candidate you're voting for? I think that's an interesting question, and I don't know if anyone's ever asked that in a poll.
Yeah, I think that to some extent, humans are really good at fooling themselves, too. So you may not know whether you're voting against somebody or for somebody. I would know that generally, and generally I'm voting against. There's the rare occasion on a local level I might be voting for a politician, but I'm generally voting against the other one. But I think that people can get themselves hyped up about a candidate whom they then find out later really, you know, isn't that great.
So you told me off the air, Mark, that you are against the idea of birthright citizenship.
That's correct. I am against the idea of birthright citizenship. I think that if you're going to have this concept of citizenship, this concept of voting, that there ought to be things that one does in order to achieve the ability to do so.
So I want to be clear. Are you saying that should apply to everybody who's born?
Yeah, I'm not talking about just people who come from foreign countries.
Right.
I'm talking about your kids, people.
Okay, now that's an interesting perspective. I want to hear more about it. If you want to join the conversation here, you're welcome to weigh in on birthright citizenship, immigration, etc. Anything you want to talk about, you can do here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us here. Live Saturday edition of the program. All of it brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And they're delighted to announce Bitcoin.com's latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. And if you want to get started on this, just go to giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want. There's a lot of options, including a bunch of names you're going to recognize. I spotted Best Buy. There's a lot of other ones, but I mean, it's like, looks like thousands of choices.
Home Depot.
Yeah, Home Depot was on there too. You're right. So pick the gift card you want and be sure to make sure the gift card you're purchasing is available in your country. Follow the instructions on screen and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight. Your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com as we continue here. Mark, you're saying you are against birthright citizenship, but you're a little different, I think, than Trump on this one. Sure. You are in favor of getting rid of birthright citizenship for everyone born within the geographic boundaries of the so-called United States.
Right. I think it's ludicrous to think that you're qualified to do something. If voting is important, and let's take for a second as a given that voting is an important thing.
It's not.
I could make an argument that it's not, certainly. But let's say that it is. If it's important, why would you want to give the ability to just anybody out there? I mean, brain surgery is an important activity. Do we just want everybody? Everybody should have the right to do brain surgery. No, that is stupid, and no one would say that.
Well, so, you have the right to learn how to do brain surgery and advertise your services.
Absolutely.
Somebody else would have a right to hire you. If you want to be a shade tree brain surgeon and I want to hire a shade tree brain surgeon, I should be free to do that.
By all means.
I don't think that's going to be a particularly profitable venture, however.
Sure. I think that we as the American public can probably come together on some things that people should do in order to be qualified to vote. I'm just saying that this is the foundation of the nation, right?
So if you want to get rid of birthright citizenship, that's going to affect a lot of people immediately. Do you also want to go ahead and pull away people's ability to vote if they already have it and make them jump through whatever hoops you're talking about? Because you want them to, like, pass a test or something, right?
Well, I don't think for a second that anybody's going to listen to me. Nobody really listens to reason in the political process, right? Mm-hmm. But I am trying to be reasonable. So, yes, I would say, not as of tomorrow.
You're saying if you got it now, you can keep it, but
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
What are you saying?
There's nothing that qualifies you to vote, the simple fact that you were born here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say,
so you're saying
after the midterm, mm-hmm. let's just go ahead and make one more flaming mistake, all right, with the midterm election. And then after the midterm, we have to come to some kind of criteria. The American people, maybe a third constitutional Congress, I don't know what it would take. But the American people should come to some kind of agreement as to what it takes to vote. And I will humbly submit that we already have a test and criteria.
Test, you mean?
Yeah, for voting, and that is the citizenship exam. It's given to people who come to this country and want to be citizens, but we do have a test for voting. So at the very least, if you take this thing one time and you fail it, then maybe in 2 years. You could take it again.
So wait, you're saying take the citizenship test and make that a voting test?
At the very least, the citizenship test, as administered by the government, then you've got something to say that some people. I see these.
This won't get done by 2 years, right?
No,
like, there's no
way. I don't
way.
Really care.
You're gonna have to suspend elections.
Oh,
don't you think?
No one's gonna give me the opportunity to do this, Ian.
No,
but
not.
It doesn't make a difference. You could do this quickly. Believe me, Facebook could administer this and get it all done in 2 weeks. Right?
I'm not on Facebook.
I'm just saying that there are organizations out there that have systems for voting that are better than what we've got.
I've got another question. So if you're pulling away citizenship from everybody, and
I'm not pulling citizenship, I'm pulling the right to vote.
Oh, you're pulling the right to vote. Okay, so you're pulling away the right to vote from everybody. You're also pulling away, or you're going to make it so that people who are born here are not automatic citizens at the same time, including everyone born here. So they'll have to pass the citizenship test, then pass the voting test, which is basically the same test.
I think the highest level of citizenship is the ability to vote. I wouldn't run anybody off from the country that wants to work hard and make the world a better place, but I would say that
if I choose to not vote, can I also not be taxed?
As far as I'm concerned, taxation is theft.
Okay.
But we're talking about how to make a bad system better.
Because I would love to never be taxed and regulated by the government.
I understand, but
ever
that's not
again.
Part of this conversation.
And I would totally give up any kind of voting ability in order to never be taxed and regulated by the government again. Can I sign up for that right now? Because
the cost
I'm ready.
What is voting worth? I guess is what you're saying. And voting is probably worth some small disposable amount of money. Right. So whatever
not much.
The average person spends on lottery tickets in a given year is
More. That's more than what voting's worth. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Larry is on the line in Indiana listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, you know, I think that anybody does not love America and has a bent toward being a nationalist and the way that we cherish our country and we want to protect it for our families and our homes. I mean, how can you sit up there and talk about how that you want to protect these people who are coming here illegally and that you want them to have the right to citizenship when you talk about the 14th Amendment, right? Who are really the citizens? The 14th Amendment is something that was contrived to stop the free slaves of African descent from ever becoming citizens of this country.
The 14th Amendment? Hold on. What?
Jefferson made the decision right before the slaves were freed that said that the slaves could not be citizens whether they were emancipated or not. He also said that the courts had no jurisdiction over the ex-slaves. So here's what that no jurisdiction means. It means that persons of African descent whose ancestors were imported into this country and sold as slaves can never be citizens of the United States under our Constitution, even if it's amended. The first draft of the 14th Amendment was done by a man named Stephen Neal. He was a senator from the state of Indiana. He worked in conjunction with Chief Justice Stinney to make sure he used the right language. So when they say all people that are born in this country and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, then that excluded the ex-slave from actually being a citizen. So read Dred Scott and read the and also.
So wait, are you saying, just to make sure I'm understanding you, because I don't know if I am. Are you saying that you don't believe that blacks in America are citizens?
They can never be persons of African descent. The only way that Obama got to be president is because his father was an African national. Now, he can be a citizen. I think I read that in an old code.
So wait, are you saying that when the government agencies treat you as a citizen, that they are violating the Constitution?
Hey, when you are a slave, you can be granted or you can be allowed to do anything. If you take a dog...
All right, hold on, 855. I don't know if I'm being clear.
This is a wildly insane conspiracy theory.
Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Prospective candidates hoping to gain a few more votes are out in full force this weekend ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. Both President Trump and former President Obama are on the campaign trail asking people to support their party's candidates.
The Democrats only believe in defending the borders of foreign countries. They don't want to defend our border, but of foreign countries, that's fine.
The president has been campaigning for Republican candidates in Montana. Former Vice President Biden, his voice now hoarse from campaigning, told Democrats in Ohio that Republicans are undermining many of the things America stands for.
The only way they can maintain power is if they convince us that these basic American ideals don't matter very much.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, there's our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just jump on over into those. There's four of them right there at the top of our list of chat rooms on our Discord server. Discord is a voice and text chat server that you can use. It's free. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump in there. That's discord.lrn.fm. The Blink Home Security System is a great product. In fact, it's so good, Amazon bought the company a couple of years ago. Now Blink works with Alexa. It's HD quality wireless cameras, meaning the setup is as fast as it could possibly be. You unbox the cams when you get them, put the batteries in, which are included in the package, by the way. Batteries last up to 2 years. And then you just put the cameras up wherever you want them around your house. Maybe if you've got a small office, this might work for that too. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You will save and get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. And no contracts, no subscriptions. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, so we just had Larry on the line. He dropped off during the break. But he called in with a bizarre theory. You called it a conspiracy theory, Mark, that seemed to suggest, he seemed to be saying that all blacks in the United States, he called them African Americans,
people of African descent or something,
would not be considered citizens based on his unique interpretation of the
14th Amendment.
Now, I mean, I've pulled this up here And it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. So, I mean, there's no carve out here for people from other parts of the world. As long as you were born or naturalized and the government considers you subject to their jurisdiction, then they consider you a citizen. So anybody who, you know, was originally from Africa from hundreds of years ago, you know, they're dead. So this seems to apply to everybody. Now, I think the real question is, what is a citizen? Because a citizen is somebody who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And I'm sorry, but the government doesn't have an obligation to protect you, and they never have. And the Supreme Court has made that decision crystal clear over the years. Check the Warren versus District of Columbia case. Type into Google, no obligation to protect, and then look at the different cases that come up. It wasn't just one case. It's been multiple cases where the Supreme Court has said that the government, specifically the police or any government agency for that matter, has no obligation to protect you, which means that there's no such thing as a citizen. The citizen concept is merely a fantasy. The government provides, you know, whatever it provides at its whim, and if it protects you, well, okay, you lucked out, but it has no obligation to. So you don't have a duty to be allied with them.
Well,
it's false, the whole thing.
I got where you're coming from, and it's a really great opportunity to sort of stand up and say, hey, look, the government is selling you a bill of goods, and you've fallen for it. And I agree with you on that. However, I would disagree with you that the definition of a citizen is a person that the government owes a duty of protection.
Oh, that's absolutely the definition of citizen.
Whether you
want to look at a legal dictionary or you want to look at the actual dictionary, that is 100%. I'll pull it up for you, Mark.
If that were true, then nobody's a citizen.
That's what I'm telling you.
But I'm telling you that the government considers you a citizen and that courts will consider you citizens.
Oh, yeah, they do.
That the Supreme Court has called us citizens. Well, I understand that, Ian, but you can't have both.
Well, you can have the truth, and then you can have what the government tells you.
So you're saying the law is contradictory. In reality, what a citizen is a step up in the form of servitude from a serf. So it's better than a serf. But it is not a free man.
A native or naturalized member of a state or nation who owes allegiance to its government and is entitled to its protection, as distinguished from alien, this according to dictionary.com. And I can pull up a legal dictionary, too, if you'd like.
So there's several religions that will not claim allegiance to any nation, and though many of those people would be considered by the United States government to be citizens. So they
Just because the government tells you a thing doesn't mean it's true, right? The government is a lying group of people, and they cannot be trusted.
I'm telling you what, when they say you're a citizen, what it is. What you are is basically a subject.
Oh, that's absolutely true. They treat you like a subject.
Yes.
But they call it citizenship.
Right. It's just
because it sounds better.
Well, it sounds better.
Oh, you have the right to participate. Now, you're not just a serf anymore. You can vote.
Well, your vote's only meaningful if you are voting, if you're the tie-breaking vote. Mm-hmm. In the system that we have, your vote doesn't. It may count, but it doesn't matter.
Right, and even if you're the tiebreaker, it still isn't meaningful if all you're doing is voting between status number one and status number two, which tends to be what these elections look like. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Adam's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Adam.
Yeah, hey. I'm just curious. What is on this citizenship test? What do you think considers you eligible to vote? I mean, what kind of qualifications do you think there should be?
No, there is a citizenship test, right?
Yeah, he asked you what's on the test.
I don't know what's on it. I was really curious what is, if you know what's on there, and if so, what do you feel like should be the qualifications to be able to vote?
To be honest, my answer is that neither you nor I nor anyone is qualified to tell you how to live your life, as long as you're not harming me or someone else.
Yes, exactly. Keep to yourself, then if I'm keeping to myself, leave me alone.
Right. So that would be what I would say should qualify someone to vote. There is no particular reason to vote if we're all keeping to ourselves. That, you know, some level of law enforcement apparatus that's funded through some kind of voluntary means, that's really all we need. But,
To answer his question, you can actually pull up, there's an 11-page PDF. I'll link to it on our social media. We got Twitter and Mastodon. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com or toot.freetalklive.com, but I'll link to this PDF. And there's 100 questions that could be asked, and only, I think, 10 or so actually do get asked, as I understand it.
It's easier than I'd like to see it.
Right. So you have to study the 100 questions, and I have the questions and the answers here. Questions like just a random jump through here. What does the judicial branch do?
Who's in charge of the executive branch?
We elect a president for how many years? Who does the U.S. Senator represent?
Knowing all of that, though, doesn't make you smart enough to pick a person to be in charge.
Nope, it sure doesn't.
But it would exclude a lot of people.
That's all difference of opinion.
The average person on the street
of America.
The average person on the street would not be able to pass this test, I suspect.
Well,
in the United
when
States.
I see those, like Jimmy Kimmel sends a man on the street. Yeah. They do that reporting and they say, name a country. Point to a country in Africa, or point to a country and name it.
Uh-huh.
American citizens were asked, point to a country and name it on a globe.
Yeah,
but it was a flat map.
That's a lot of choices.
It's a lot of choices, but you think they'd be able to find
one of
the United States of America?
Yeah.
And say here it is. Most of them pointed at Africa.
And said, called it Africa.
Yeah, here's Africa.
Africa's
a continent. Genius. Right, and some of these people were in college, or at least claimed to be. I don't know. I don't know anything about anything. So when I look at these questions and I say, it's pretty easy to say who's in charge of the executive branch for me. It's the president, by the way, for those listening who don't know. And then you have to get 6 out of 10 of these questions right to be a citizen. I'm just saying, as a baseline, Americans shouldn't be able to vote if they can't do what a foreigner can do. But it's on a test. Now, I think there should be more things. Do you have some ideas of some things that Americans might have to achieve in order to be able to, claim to figure out who's going to rule over you?
I don't, but I do have one last question kind of off the subject. How old are you and what is your education?
I am 47 years old. I've got some college. I figured out that I was really bad at paying somebody to tell me what to do. I'm fine with you paying me and telling me what to do. And I'm also fine with me telling you what to do if I pay you. But the idea of me paying you and then you telling me what to do, I was just bad at school. I just don't like it.
Thanks for the call.
I appreciate your call tonight, man.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll continue here with your calls and thoughts live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. Global. That's AnyPay.global. Global.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. I mentioned it earlier. You do need the Discord app if you want to use those rooms, but you will sound like you're sitting in the studio with us. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You can get the Discord app for free at discordapp.com, and then just join us over at discord.lrn.fm, where there are frequently conversations going on in various different chat rooms. We've got chat rooms about cryptocurrency, about gaming. We've got sort of like a general on-air chat for people to talk who are listening live to the show. And then, of course, there are those online or on-air call-in line rooms right there at the top that you can join and get on the air with us. You can talk about anything you want. We've been talking about so-called birthright citizenship. And, Mark, you say you're against the entire concept for everyone, meaning that not just people who are from outside of the United States coming here and having a baby should be excluded, but every baby pushed out of a birth canal or cesarean section.
I don't think babies should be able to vote either.
Every baby should be disallowed from being a citizen until they apply and pass a test, right?
Yeah, I think you should apply and pass the same tests that currently people who get citizenship in this country who come from foreign nations, that you should be able to, as an American, you should be able to do at the very least that much in order to be able to vote.
And it would be interesting to administer the test to random people on the streets and see how many of them can actually pass this test.
And
because I bet you there's some questions in that 100 that I can't answer.
I'm sure that's true. Passing this test should be for a high school graduate. To my mind, a high school graduate should be able to pass this test. You're talking about 10 questions out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting a 60%. That's
right.
That's above an F.
That's a D.
Right? And there's not much, it's just not that big of a deal to be able to do that. If you can pass that, I think it's probably the biggest problem would be going there and taking the test. Now, should people be able to
going
take the
where?
Test? Wherever it is, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, if you're saying high schoolers should have to pass it, then presumably the high school could administer it.
Oh, I don't think that the government should be involved in school either. I think the idea that they, you know, they're doing that is outrageous. But
well, we're also we're just talking about things that are never going to happen.
Sure,
here, right? So, like, I mean, I'd love for the government to get out of school. I'd love for the government to get out of government and it disappear tomorrow.
How many senators are there?
100.
Excellent. Good job.
Yeah.
You're well on your way, sir.
And I wish they would all go away, too. Anyway, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We'll go to David in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WIBC. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Hey. Good, David. How many? How many years is the president elected?
Elected for 4 years.
Excellent. You get to stay.
Okay. I'm a student of history, and it's interesting that you brought up this subject about the 14th Amendment, but to understand the 14th Amendment, you have to understand the 13th. And prior to the Civil War, the blacks were considered three-fifths of a human being.
Right.
And I'm not trying to sound bigoted, but this is just a historical fact. You can read
right. From a census standpoint, that's how they put together voting. And that doesn't make any sense either. It should be the amount of voters in a given area that would decide the amount of representatives, not the amount of people. So if you've got one voter who owns 100 people, he shouldn't have more votes.
No, here's where I was going with this.
Yep.
Where I was going with this was prior to the Civil War, you had state citizens, which were called sovereign citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the freed black slaves, which were considered at that time property without owners. So the federal government says in order to get these people included into the voting block, we have to create a new form of citizenship called the U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that through the 14th Amendment.
Because that didn't exist before the 14th Amendment. There was no such thing.
Excuse me?
Because that did not exist before the 14th Amendment. There was no such thing as a U.S. citizen.
Well, upon what do you base that claim?
It doesn't appear in the Constitution.
There were, as I understand it, there were state and you were both a state citizen and a U.S. citizen.
Not until the 14th Amendment.
Well,
it's not in the Constitution until then.
You could certainly move around with no difficulty.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the federal
government has nothing to do with citizenship.
Well, then how could the federal government be in charge of naturalization if there wasn't, if there wasn't a citizenship in which to naturalize someone into?
You are a citizen of the state in which you reside.
Then why is the federal government in charge?
Robert E. Lee maintained that he was a Virginian.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that at the time that people did not value their state citizenship above their federal citizenship. That much is historically quite true. However, one thing's for sure is the United States Constitution gave, within the first, within the original document, gave the federal government the ability to naturalize. And if states had, if the only form of citizenship that existed at the time was state citizenship, why in the world would they give the federal government the ability to naturalize someone into a state? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense.
Well, it says here it's Section 8 is to establish a uniform rule of naturalization.
Okay, great.
So that just means that they, you know, would have said, oh, well, here's how you naturalize somebody, and then the states would have done it.
And then as far as the voting part, prior to the Civil War, if you were a sovereign citizen, you were a qualified elector, and you didn't need to register with the government in order to cast a ballot.
Really?
Now you have to do that as a 14th Amendment citizen. You have to seek permission to vote by registering to vote. So you have to actually ask permission to vote, because if I showed up there without being registered, I will be denied.
Yeah, okay, I don't think you're wrong about any of that.
So it's the same thing with the driver's license. I choose to not have one.
Good for you, man.
Because I choose to exercise my right to travel, and I do that.
I love people that do this. We actually have a guy who was a former host here on Free Talk Live. He still may come back and host another time, but Jay Noon, who has also not traveled with a driver's license. He also doesn't have a Social Security number. His parents never got him one.
We know quite a few people who, as a matter of fact, we know somebody from the show who has a habitual offender status in the state of New Hampshire because of driving without a license, too. This is not without its perils.
Oh, there's risks involved. I mean, David, how many times have you been ticketed/arrested for that?
Since I was a sovereign citizen, I was involved in the sovereign citizens movement. That's how I learned about all this. What I do is I just drive the way you're supposed to drive and not draw attention to myself. And I haven't been pulled over. I haven't had a ticket in 35 years.
Do you have a tag on the car?
Yes, I do.
Is it a state tag or is it like a private one that you made?
Yeah, you don't need a driver's license to get a registration plate. That's done
true.
For public safety.
Okay. All right. So of all the years you've been out there, you've never been pulled over.
No, I don't drink and drive. And
well, that doesn't mean anything.
I follow all the rules, so I don't draw attention.
Sometimes they'll pull you over just because, you know, your light's burned out on the, you know, above your license plate or something like that. Something you didn't even know. Okay. So you're saying you check regularly. You check your turn signals.
Yeah.
You check your brake lights. Well, that's very, very responsible of you. But, I mean, certainly it is risky. I appreciate the people who are out there doing freedom to travel stuff. But
I also use an international travel permit. I have my issued out of Canada because under the treaty, an international travel permit that's issued in the United States is not valid in the United States. So I have it issued out of Canada.
How did you get that?
I have friends.
Friends? Is that issued by the Canadian government or is it like a private issuance?
It's issued from the Canadian government. My wife's is issued out of Saskatchewan, and mine's out of New Brunswick, but I've always lived in America.
So how does your friend hook you up with that? Like, what do you got to do?
I send him $35 every 2 years, and he sends me one back.
So, yeah, I've never heard of this document before. That doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
It's called an international travel what certificate?
Permit. It's an international travel permit.
The Canadian government has permitted him to travel.
Great. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, but he's sovereign.
So what happens if you were to get stopped, you present that to the officer and you're treated as a diplomat. That's advise and release because you're not subject to their jurisdiction. You understand? A foreign national has more rights in this country than a U.S. citizen because you are property of the United States government. The United States government is the only country on earth that reserves the right to go anywhere
now,
in the world and retrieve property if they've committed a crime.
You used
that
the term
correct.
Earlier, sovereign citizen. Isn't that a contradiction? I mean, that just you can't be a citizen and a sovereign at the same time. You just can't.
You can try your best. You try to live as...
Well, no, because a citizen is somebody who owes a duty of allegiance to a government, and
a
sovereign
a
is a...
C and a citizen with a small c.
All right, now what do you mean by that?
Well, that serves a grammatic purpose. Like, I choose to say that I live in the United States of America, united with a small u and not a capital U because...
It's getting way too esoteric at
this
point.
There's a lot to unpack here. There's a whole lot to unpack.
The Articles of Confederation are written with a small u. The capital and small c thing with the citizen, I think, is just something contrived in order to distinguish what it means.
Modifying a noun.
Well, either way, just the whole idea of sovereignty doesn't mix in my mind with the idea of a citizen. If you owe duty of allegiance to a government, you're not sovereign.
Sovereignty is a fantasy.
You're the
it's never
king.
Existed.
If sovereign is the king, well, tell that to the king. More coming up here in a moment.
He's still responsible to other kings, or he'll get invaded.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thanks, David, for the call. Interesting thoughts. Appreciate it. Hour number two's next. You can bring up what you want.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 months supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.